Hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. The theme of today's show is Before They Were Famous. We're spotlighting music written by prominent film composers, scores written very early in their careers before they really took off, so a chance to hear these composers sort of forming their distinctive voices. We're going to begin with a score from the man who's probably the most well-known film composer working today, Mr. John Williams, and a score he wrote back in 1963 for a movie called Diamond Head, which starred Charlton Heston and Yvette Mimieux, George Chakiris as well, directed by Guy Green. Not a very well-known movie. Charlton Heston plays a pineapple grower, and the score is a lot of fun. Let's take a listen.
Blow, wind of the west, I'm home, I know there's diamond head, home to be caressed by waves of silver foam. There's diamond head. Here I belong, where drums of passion set my heart on fire. Song of flame, love, and that desire. Oh, my love, am I dreaming? I hear you. Oh, my love, I have waited so long to be near you. Once I went away. What they said. Who cares what they say? I'm home, my love, I'm home. There's diamond here. I'm home, my love, I'm home. There's diamond.
Music by a young John Williams, who was calling himself Johnny Williams at the time, written for the movie Diamond Head. Next up, we feature an early score from composer Hans Zimmer, written in 1987 for a movie directed by Chris Menges and starring Barbara Hershey called A World Apart. Let's take a listen. Music by composer Hans Zimmer, written for A World Apart, music which very much foreshadows some of the later African-themed scores he would write for movies like The Power of One and The Lion King. Next up, composer James Newton Howard, a gentleman who currently scores blockbusters and popular films of all sorts. He began his career in the world of film music in the mid-1980s, and one of the first films he scored was a 1987 movie called Five Corners, which starred Jodie Foster and Tim Robbins. Let's take a listen to some of Howard's effort.
Thank you.
A lovely little score from James Newton Howard, written for Five Corners. Next up, we have Mr. Elmer Bernstein. Bernstein made it big in the mid to late 1950s with music for films like The Man with the Golden Arm and The Ten Commandments, would go on to write iconic scores for movies ranging from The Great Escape to Ghostbusters. But before any of that, he scored a number of smaller movies, including this 1955 drama, The View from Pompeii's Head. It's largely forgotten, but Bernstein's score deserves to be remembered. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
Music written for the film The View from Pompeii's Head, a gentle score by Elmer Bernstein. Next up, we have an early score from composer Danny Elfman, and it's not really before he was famous, because he was well known as a member of Oingo Boingo before he began working in the world of film music. But nonetheless, this is a score written before he really started collaborating with Tim Burton and made it big in the world of film music, written for a 1986 movie directed by and starring Emilio Estevez called Wisdom. Take a listen. Thank you. You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. The theme of today's show, Before They Were Famous, spotlighting very early film music compositions from composers who would go on to great things. Next up, we have Mr. John Barry, who, of course, is best known for scoring many of the James Bond films over the years. Back in 1963, he was just getting started. He had actually already written his famous arrangement of the James Bond theme, but hadn't started scoring duties on that series. And in 1963, he scored a television documentary called Elizabeth Taylor in London, which was precisely what it sounds like, a documentary which followed Elizabeth Taylor around London. And his music for it is as breezy and charming as you might expect. Let's take a listen. Music written by John Barry for Elizabeth Taylor in London. Next up, a score from a young James Horner, written for the 1981 adventure The Pursuit of D.B. Cooper, which starred Robert Duvall and had Treat Williams in the title role. The score is a fun one, although the soundtrack was dominated by selections from Waylon Jennings, the Marshall Tucker Band, and Rita Coolidge. Horner had the opportunity to make his mark here and there, too. Take a listen.
Thank you.
Music by James Horner, written for The Pursuit of D.B. Cooper, a score which really sounds like nothing else in Horner's career. Charming little effort. Next up, music from Michael Giacchino, who has had huge success in recent years. He scored the Star Trek movies, the latest film in the Mission Impossible franchise, some Pixar movies, a number of different blockbusters. Just has really taken off, and deservedly so. He's a great composer. But he actually began in the world of video games and wrote a number of well-received game scores in the early years of his career. Still does that every now and then. Let's take a listen to a score he wrote back in 2002 for the game Medal of Honor Frontline. Take a listen. We'll be right back. music by Michael Giacchino, written for Medal of Honor Frontline. Though that score arguably does lean a little too heavily on the stylings of John Williams, it's easy to see why they called Giacchino up to the big leagues very quickly. We're going to conclude today's program with a selection from Mr. Jerry Goldsmith, written for a movie released in 1960 called Studs Lonergan, probably best remembered as a film which featured a very early supporting role for Mr. Jack Nicholson. Goldsmith's score is a really enjoyable one. It's a remarkably assured effort for a composer who was just starting out, and one which really captures Goldsmith's voice quite well. We'll conclude today's show with this, and I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you'll join us again next time for more music on the Sounds and Sights of Cinema. Until then, take care. I'll be back at you later.